Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, this treasure house, now formally presented to the nation, is at once a memorial, a symbol, and an opportunity. It is a memorial to an eminent benefactor whose patriotic ardor and love of art prompted the conception of the plan for public enrichment, which is now happily brought to fruition. This building, so admirably suited to its purpose in beauty of design and in perfection of practical adaptation, this building is a memorial to Andrew W. Mellon, who did not desire his name to be used, but which nonetheless will always preserve his memory by reason of his public spirit, as this building fitly crowns his public service. Taking its place among the world's great galleries, this palace of art is a symbol of the cultural aspirations of the people, increasingly recognized and served at the nation's capital. This building attests the high aim of democracy to give the freest scope to the people for all their abilities and encourage them to rise to those realms of endeavor which give to human life its highest dignity. And this building presents a distinct opportunity for those who have collections of great importance. Nowhere can they be so well housed and exhibited. Mr. Mellon's gift has prompted already other large donations, and we may expect this building to be the fitting repository of many treasures, where donors will take great satisfaction in the fact that the collections that they have so lovingly and absorbingly made will here give enjoyment and cultural advantages to millions of their fellow citizens. This building is a memorial. It is a symbol. It is an invitation. Mr. Paul Mellon will now present the gallery and the Mellon Collection on behalf of the A.W. Mellon Educational and Charitable Trust.